So outside of listening to these talks, practicing these truths daily, is it okay to have goals and hobbies and sports you have been playing since you were young? Is the key to do the hobbies you love doing, but don't get attached on the outcome of the event? Basically, is it natural to have hobbies and goals outside of your spiritual life that are outside of God's work? I have a big bodybuilding contest coming up this year, and a lot of time and dedication is going into my training physically, but I'm caught in between two worlds of my spiritual and physical lives. I feel I'm being way too hard on myself as an aspirant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, the idea that you're caught between two worlds, it's not the world of physical and spiritual. It's two worlds of opposing desires. It's a consciousness divided. Those are the two worlds. Those are the only two worlds, or for that matter, legion, the thousand worlds. I have an idea about myself. One part of me wants to build my body. I want to be healthy. And there is a part of us. I mean, I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't find something magnificent about what a specimen I am. And that's just part of growing up, being identified with the body. We don't set out, I don't think, to be identified with the body, but as we work on it to develop it, I know this was true in my day, as we set out, then the thing that we love then becomes something that we're afraid not to do because we're identified with it so much. So I become obsessed. It becomes a compulsion. And the compulsion is that I have to keep this going because now I have a desire to be in who I imagine myself being. So if you're following me, this desire to keep that in going now becomes a form of what? Insistence that I do it. I said, I don't want to go do this, but you have to. So and then we call that discipline. And there is discipline. Don't misunderstand me. I want everybody to understand, I'm not saying no to anything other than to negativity. And even that's not no to negativity because you're not going to escape it. This young man, I'm assuming it's a young man, he's into bodybuilding, but he also has a love for the truth. And I want to make it clear, there's no disparity. The disparity is that I go into the bodybuilding world and I become the bodybuilding champion, and then I'm caught up in that, and then I leave that, and I realize I went to sleep. I didn't do anything. I didn't think of anything spiritual. I was caught up posing or thinking or competing and looking at other bodies. I got caught. Now, I'm a terrible human being because I did that. No, you're not a terrible human being because you did that. You're experiencing what is terrible in this consciousness, that it's identified with one side or the other endlessly, and then judges itself for its identification. Imagine a consciousness that becomes identified with something, and then when it becomes identified with something, it judges itself for not being present to something else it desires. So if you can see that, go lift weights consciously. If you're going to look in the mirror and pose, do it consciously. Look at yourself. Do everything with full awareness. And if you even attempt that, you'll see that that seems beyond the my possibilities. I know the rightness of it. Chop wood, carry water. Wake up, chop wood, carry water. Why can't I do all of that working to be present, remembering the Father, remembering the Mother, the Divine? There are some men here that I play golf with. I know for myself, there's always an exercise not to get caught up, identified, but to have a first. And that's what I'm saying to you. If you have a first, and the first is to remember yourself, everything under that is in its right place. If you don't have a first, nothing's in its right place.